Jack rode the lift into engineering, looking through the transparent sides of the car. Commander Kelly Danik had done a lot over the last month to get Hunter back into fighting shape. Now it was time to find out how far they'd come, what was left to do, and what would be beyond their capabilities. In the time since they defeated both the second colonization wave sent by the symbiotic Tardans and the follow-up attack by the Novarites, things had calmed down and they'd made a lot of progress, but he wasn't holding his breath. There would be damage they couldn't repair. The tall woman met him as the lift opened. Her brown hair was, as usual, just a shade out of regulation length and more than a bit mussed. It was almost like a challenge. How much could she get away with without him saying anything? Quite a lot, actually. She and her people had come through time and again and had earned quite a bit of leeway. If she wanted longer hair, he was more than happy to let her have it. Not that he'd say so. If he gave in on this, there was no telling what she'd try next. Best to manage expectations rather than see how far she'd go. She was stubborn and a bit of an iconoclast, so a bit of restraint was warranted. "Sir," she said as she stepped out of the lift. "It looks like you've gotten a lot of work done, Commander," Jack said as he looked around. "You and your people have pulled off a miracle." The corners of her mouth quirked up slightly. "That's our mission statement, sir. Whatever you need, we exceed. We can start the tour at the back of the compartment. It's taken the longest of all the repairs, but we finally pumped the replacement material into the fractures, and it's hardened. Our hull is as solid as the day this ship was built." "Even the bow?" he asked, as he started toward the compartment's rear bulkhead. "Surely we took some damage when we rammed the big Novarite warship." She stepped up beside him and shrugged. Nothing that couldn't be put right with some judicious application of replacement material. Having the hull chewed up by those phased packet plasma guns did more damage overall. The Novarites might build large ships, but Hunter masses significantly more than they do. It was like hitting a watermelon with a sledgehammer. She gestured with her hands as if something had blown apart and flown everywhere, which wasn't far from the actual events when Hunter had plowed through the massive warship. He wasn't sure what technical designation the Novarites would have given that enormous vessel, but he'd call it a battleship. That thing had disintegrated, and they had come through mostly undamaged, other than having the weapons on their front quarter scoured away. That made winning the fight more difficult, but they'd managed. At the end of the day, one of the smaller Novarite vessels had escaped, which they'd have to deal with at some point, but not today. That chicken had flown the coop. And for once, even with a strange saying like that, he knew what a chicken was. He and his mother had taken a trip to a petting zoo when he was younger, and he'd seen some. Not that petting chickens was generally recommended. The darned things like to peck. What was done was done. They had to deal with the circumstances as they found them, rather than as they'd wished them to be. To use one of the gambling metaphors Lisa Gain liked to toss out every once in a while, he had to play the cards he'd been dealt. He glanced up at the massive alien hyperdrive sitting almost overhead in the cylindrical chamber. The interior of engineering was arranged so that the gravity plates kept a person's feet on the outer hull, so one could walk around the gigantic compartment if one chose. That certainly made for the ability to install a lot of equipment, but it was occasionally disorienting. The hyperdrive was radically different from the independent quantum drive his ship typically used, much less the more common quantum gates. He was told they worked off the same general scientific laws, though he didn't see the connection. In any case, that alien device had saved their collective bacon. When their independent quantum drive had been destroyed, they'd had no means of leaving New Copenhagen, and had had to stand and defend against whatever came their way. Adding the ability to use hyperspace had given them the flexibility they'd needed and saved their lives. Even as he was looking at the alien drive, he saw movement at the two spherical crystalline computers attached to it. Those had come from a destroyed Tardan colonization vessel and were how the hyperdrive was controlled. According to Lisa, their resident hacker from Port Royal, they were providing information about the alien society as well. Things they didn't have to ask Regex, the alien implanted in her body about, so they could be relatively confident the information they were receiving hadn't been shaded in any way. Of course, that same fight had seen the alien's host body shot between the eyes, so without transplanting Regex into one of their people, he'd have died. Hopefully, that would generate some gratitude, because they could use the alien's help with their multitude of problems.